1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for President Biden to step aside in the 2024 presidential race. One senator, Vermont's Peter Welch, has now come forward saying he thinks Biden should pull out.
On the other side of the Capitol, Earl Blumenauer of Oregon, now the ninth House Democrat, urging Biden to drop out. Even Nancy Pelosi, the powerful former Speaker of the House, is sending a strong signal that Democrats are still very much divided. Pelosi going public, saying she'll support whatever decision the president makes.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce in Washington. A new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll finds 85% of Americans say they see President Biden as too old for a second term. Actor Alec Baldwin appearing on the verge of tears as his involuntary manslaughter trial gets underway in New Mexico. He's accused of violating firearm safety standards on set. His lawyers argue that a live round should never have made its way into the gun used. More than a million people in Texas still have no power thanks to Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races and battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are looking for more information about the death of a bicyclist. It happened the morning of June 16th at about 8:30 in the Vilas neighborhood at the intersection of Garfield and Adams Streets. Officials don't really know what happened before they got a 911 call about someone hurt, but they do know there was a witness. They're asking for the man in the tan truck to come forward because he might have more information about how it all happened. He's about 5'8" with sandy light brown hair and wears glasses. If you know who that person might be, you're asked to call Madison police or remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers. And the man charged in the 4th of July homicide in Columbus is being held on $10 million bond. Jonathan Luna is accused of killing Jesus Fuentes after a brief fight at a bar. Authorities say Luna went home to get a gun and then waited for Fuentes to leave. Fuentes owned the popular Tequila's Bar and Grill and was beloved by the Columbus community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
How about that Toby Myers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Tobias Myers may not be a household name, but if he keeps pitching like he did last night, he will be. Myers, in his best start yet as a rookie, pitched 8 scoreless innings as the Brewers shut out the Pirates 9-0. Myers is the only rookie in the major leagues to do that twice this season.
Just felt good from the beginning. My body felt great today throwing. Everything felt really good. Defense did a heck of a job. Williams, great back there. Never misses a beat.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Contreras from the first inning kept adjusting with him. Third or fourth inning, he found his stuff, and we played great defense behind him. We hit in the clutch. That was the name of the game, and we stayed with it for 9 innings.
Basketball, the NBA has reached a deal to continue to broadcast games on ESPN, ABC, and they're also adding NBC and streaming on Amazon.com. It's a deal worth $76 billion to be paid to the NBA. Not in the plan? TNT Sports, which now has 5 days to make a counteroffer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a very slight chance at an isolated shower or a thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. A few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I am a co-chair of the campaign. I have spent quite a bit of time with the president over the last week or so. I can tell you that debate was a lousy performance. Every one of us knows it. There's the unanimity on that one. But the fact of the matter is, the president is, I think, showing that he is up to this moment, up to the job, up to the rigors. This is not fantasy football.
Thank you.
They're not clearing the slate and everyone's picking who they think could be, you know, potential candidates. We have a choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And any vote short of an affirmative vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Donald Trump. And I think we need to be very clear about this. This is a high-stakes election. And as I think about people in Michigan, I always think about, what is the person in the grocery store thinking about? Guess what? They're not thinking about the debate.
Thank you, Big Gretch. By the way, I have one question for you. Are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
Fantasy football! Fantasy football!
She listens. You know why? Because of Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. She is plugged in. Big Gretch is plugged in to our show. Thank you, Governor.
Yes.
Okay. So where are we today? So today is the pommel horse and also the live press conference.
Uh-huh.
And he did do an unscripted event yesterday,
right,
that everyone's been demanding.
Right.
So, but that wasn't good enough either. No. So today is, I believe, pommel horse and the rings and also the live press conference.
And then,
oh, and Trump has challenged him to a golf
game.
It's
right. And also wants to do a debate this week with no moderators at all. And
that'll
also he said he looks really good in a bathing suit and Joe Biden doesn't. So I assume they'll
be the bathing suit contest.
Oh, then there will be a bathing suit competition, one assumes.
I want that.
At the monster truck rally debate this week. You know what, Chris? Every time I say we've reached the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline, I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there's
God,
more.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have things in your craw?
No. Oh, yeah. Two new polls out showing Biden leading head-to-head, won a tie. The media coup has failed, Jaya tweets.
Media coup.
I don't know what to tell you. The race is static, according to the newest poll from Washington Post.
Debates don't
They're
move
saying
it.
Internal polls the Democrats are taking are worse and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but I tweeted yesterday in response to someone just, and I've said this how many times. It's not, first of all, did anyone else notice it's rich white men primarily calling on him to,
it'll
be fine either way?
I tweeted that yesterday.
Calling him to, first of all, is there some arrogance in you calling for the president to step down? Who the are you, right? Like, first of all, it's not up to you. It's not even Democrats. It's not up to you. You can ask him. You can, you know, what did I say? You can try, you can urge him. You can do whatever, advise him, but you can't force him. You know, he won. He has the delegates. He's the only one that could make this decision, you know, and he has said over and over that he has. And I don't know. I understand people's concerns. I'm afraid. We're all afraid, you know, of what a Trump presidency with this Supreme Court and Project 2025, literally only everything is at stake.
Yes.
In this election. And so I understand, like I was saying yesterday, everybody is a patriot. Oh, my God. Would you like to hear? Oh, I'm getting hate mail that I am too supportive of President Biden.
What?
Where was that one? Yeah, I'm getting hate mail now that I'm an idiot and I'm Thelma and Louise driving off the cliff and something else. I'll find it. Okay. And then also, I don't know. And then these, I love the, you know, you love our helpful listener suggestion emails, don't you, Chris?
Oh, God,
especially
yes.
For guests.
With programming notes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where is this one?
It's under there.
Oh,
there.
Right. BM. Oh. Handles BM.
No.
I said, hi, Mama. It's about time you had a contributor refresh on the show, and I think Carlos El Zarraqui has to go. He adds nothing to the show, and he's not funny. Thanks. Okay.
He's funny. What are you talking
Pardon
about?
Pardon me if I disagree with you that Carlos El Zarraqui is wildly
funny.
And also, can we please try to be kind to each other? I don't care what you say about me, but don't, you know, say snarky things about our regulars and all our beloveds here, and even Chris, who, you know, that's my job.
If I read one more person tell me that the steroids have eaten my brain.
Oh. And it's not. It's the brainworm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the brainworm, right?
Because you work out at the same gym that Bobby Kennedy does. The brainworm has slithered into your ear on the bench, on the bench press.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Bobby Kennedy's brainworm is your spotter.
It traveled. It's very strong.
Yeah, it is. It lifts.
It wears no top and little jeans.
Does it even lift, bro?
No, it wears little jeans while it's lifting.
You know, but thank you, Dorothy. She said Carlos is a scared father of girls, and I understand his fear. So can I say, as someone that's known him for 30 years, he is not misogynist. He lives on Vagina Island.
Yes.
Jody and I took exception to him, his Wes Moore thing, because it is very disrespectful, in our opinion and a lot of women's opinion, to the sitting vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, who is not unlikable.
She's very likable.
And by the way, can I just say I'm really enjoying how scared Donald Trump clearly is of Kamala Harris. Did you see he slammed both Mary Trump and Donald Trump slammed George Clooney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, okay. Dorothy said, Carlos is a scared father of girls. I understand his fear. We're all scared. Steph helps us overcome the chaos and insanity with her diplomatic, comedic expertise. We can all be solid in our opinion and listen to people we disagree with and respect at the same time. Yeah. Oh, and Will. Thank you, Will. He said to Stephanie Miller show listener who asked why Carlos is coming on. Mama doesn't only talk to folks she agrees with. You're thinking of Bill Maher.
Exactly.
Oh, slam. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Will. Extra points for Mama.
Or really anybody on Fox News.
Yeah. Right.
We're not Fox News.
Right.
And we don't cancel our friends just because we may disagree with them
because we
on
disagree.
One point.
Right. Right. Exactly.
We're better than that.
Yeah. So
nah.
And also, I mean, I don't use the word revere about many people, but I revere Nancy Pelosi.
Me too.
And she is Biden's age. And I, you know.
Slightly older, isn't
she? She's older than he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't, I don't think, accuse her of ageism, but she's clearly signaling concern. And, you know, so I'm not going to say that she's not a patriot or Adam Schiff or anyone that's signaling concern. And they're also not calling for him to step down. They are signaling. And I get it. Even George Clooney, the line I agreed with is he said, Joe Biden is a hero.
Yes.
He saved democracy in 2020. He can do it again in 2024. That's his opinion.
Right.
That how he does that is by stepping down. But by the way, I have such a new list of people that annoy me. Hate's too strong a word. I only use that for Trump. But Katie Turr did that same talking boy. He always said he'd do one term. He said he didn't.
No, he did not.
People on his staff indicated he don't. No. He was specifically asked by Jonathan Swan in an interview with Kamala Harris, are you saying you're a transitional figure or you're going to pass the torch because you're only going to do one term? And he said no.
Right.
That's not what that means. Like, I just, yes, I'm sorry, Chris. You were
Going back to your previous point, I think Schiff, Pelosi, and Clooney have all been in the same room as Biden a lot more than any random person on the internet who tells me to step in line.
Jody and I can back up the White House on this, though. Joe Biden stayed 3 hours longer than George Clooney did.
George
Remember,
went home.
George Clooney and Julia Roberts, they opened the show, and they made a joke about how they're going to be home for dinner. They opened the show for 5 minutes, and they left.
Right.
Biden, how long could he have actually spent?
Okay, I get that. But I trust those three more than I trust, you know, some random person on the internet who's telling me to step in line and get behind Stephanie.
What? Oh God! If they've listened for a minute, they'll know you'll never do that.
I got told that so many times yesterday. And, you know,
if I ever get told, I surround myself with yes men. Are you kidding me? I have surrounded myself with no men for years.
I trust people who love the president.
You know, the only one that's supportive is fellow chick.
What is that?
Those are two different bras.
Bra? You and Travis never did this. You're kind of useless fashion gays. You couldn't help me with anything. So I have this dress for Boston.
Travis and I are lifty gays. We're not not like fashion gays.
Useless gays.
Yeah.
Look what Jody Hamilton brought. Two different choices. I have a very hoary dress for tomorrow night that has naked mesh right down the middle. Okay, it was not that you correct, and Jody's also correct about everything. This dress was not designed to wear any bra with. You can see.
How is that a bra?
I'll show you. Here, give me one.
It's not important now. They don't work. I already tried them on this morning. So I will
not. They look a little big for you.
Attention,
actually.
Boston. I will not be wearing a bra. And the other thing that I'm going to explode, because I can't say it, you are going to want to go to Boston Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just let me leave that there. No one knows except the people in this room and the guy that owns the show. I can't even tell the cast. Nope. That's how exciting.
Have you hinted to the cast that something is going to happen?
No. Oh, God, those are the loosest lips on this ship.
Believe me, I know that.
Are you kidding me?
I know that.
Frangelis even said to me, don't tell us anything. Oh, Jody is helpfully demonstrating the... See, it's invisible. They're plastic straps.
Put the camera on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would help. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's hot. Okay. Anyway.
Don't people see, like, the clear, shiny part?
Okay. Oh. I'm just saying, if you are within the sound of my voice, I will not be wearing a bra, and it is the most exciting guest ever. Just saying, you might want to go to sexyliberal.com.
Will there be fondling?
Also, pardon?
Will there be fondling?
Oh, yes. Yes. Chris, also, I hate to, you know how I am. I hate to, just in the spirit of us all getting along. I always hate to admit that he's right about anything, but not saying you're right. You frequently imply that my beloved dog Clyde is
less than smart.
He's not an intellectual.
He's special.
He is special in every good way. Clyde, you are kind, you are smart, you is important.
Yesterday during a commercial break, he ran into the trash can.
He was scared. Everybody's panicking right now. Okay, so yesterday, I'm in my room, and I hear, you know, toenails skittering on hardwood floor and crying, and I was, like, doing something, and I was like, what is going on? So, you know, I have all these Afghans in my house on my couches that my mom knitted for me. Mm-hmm. So he has gotten the Afghan caught in his collar.
Oh, no.
He's a 10-pound dog, and he dragged the Afghan all the way up the stairs, and he's like,
like a cape.
Because he can't. Yes, it would be a superhero cape if it didn't weigh 17 times as much as he weighs.
Aww.
But he dragged it all the way up the stairs, and he was frantically trying to get out of it. It was attached to his little tag, and and so Mama helped him out of them.
Poor baby.
I should have taken video or picture for Chris, but I was like, this is too sad. I have to help him. I can't.
It doesn't mean he's dumb. It just means he got caught in something.
He got caught, yes.
Doesn't mean he's dumb.
He got his collar caught.
Have you ever bumped into something?
Do not suggest a helmet and strap him to the swing set. Do not.
I mean,
all right.
Couldn't hurt.
Oh, if I mentioned I also hate the New York Times this morning. All right, hate, maybe too strong a word. No, maybe not. Wow. Could you get now a warning ready? He is dangerous. New York Times calls on Republican Party to reject Trump.
Now?
Maybe if you hadn't enabled and normalized him for 11 billion years, maybe you wouldn't. But it's still both sides do it. Editorial. The New York Times editorial board has officially called on both candidates to stand down. One because he's aging. Gah! And the other because he's dangerous to American democracy. Oh, so much the same. So both sides the same. Trump, in all caps, the Times declares, Trump, he is dangerous in word, deed, and action.
No kidding.
The Times warned that Trump loathes the laws we live by.
No kidding. No Estrella.
Thanks for the warning. Okay, I'm
She's
sorry.
She's got a migraine.
I rarely get the double migraine in both eyes, but that is what I've achieved this morning.
So okay. They're doing what you've asked them to do, and you're upset at them for doing it.
They're about 70 billion years late. They've been normalizing him and propping him up for years, and now. But they're also saying both sides do it. Oh, they both need to step down. They're both. Sorry, I might lose it.
Yeah,
I have to go bury my mother tomorrow, so just shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up.
We have Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, and Hal Sparks. Yep. That's the medicine we need for all of the Hour 3 today. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's.
Maybe it does help.
Stop it. It's brain food.
It is brain. Well.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried.
He's mean.
I will lunge right over there. See what happens. See what happens when you tell Chris something out of the kindness of your heart. I didn't have to tell him the story. I opened up my heart.
It was cute.
Thank you. It was incredibly cute. Poor boo. Okay. Most food, even the ones that say they're organic and healthy, they cook that food at high heat. What's your damage? I don't understand. It takes all the nutrients out. You can get dangerous buildups of advanced glycation end products, they're called, AGEs. It's no bueno. You gotta feed them the best Dr. Marty's raw, freeze-dried. All those nutrients are in there, and that makes it mess-free, full of nutrients. They love the taste, and pantry safe for you. Shelf-stable. Amazing. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Civic Media welcomes Pod Save America to Madison's Orpheum Theater July 19th. Former Obama aides John Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Viator present fun and informative conversations with hot political news that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even Google the 14th Amendment. Pod Save America at the Orpheum, Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster or listen for your chance to win tickets on The John and Gordy Show all this week at 7 a.m. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, have you tried to do ba-da-da, or have you thought about ga-ga-ga? I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
Stephanie Miller.
Mark Elias, very important. Please don't let the cynics win. They want you to lose hope. If we all do our part and vote this November, we can protect democracy. Crucial to that effort is staying informed on the latest voting rights and democracy news.
Yep.
Eyes on the prize. Here's the, by the way, New York Times. Yeah, hi. Both sides don't do it. Both sides really different. How about this one? RNC chooses fake electors to make Trump nomination official. They are a party of crooks that has a crook at the top of the ticket.
Yep.
By the way.
Uh-oh. And another thing.
And one more.
And another thing. People talking about my dad's running mate, Goldwater, and a couple others going to President
Nixon.
President Nixon was a crook. Joe Biden.
And he was about to be convicted in the Senate.
I love this. The headlines. I can't even read past the headlines. Democrats want Biden to prove he can beat Trump. I'm like, well, you know what Exhibit A is he did beat Trump. He's the only one that has. He already beat.
And Nixon was about to be impeached and convicted
Thank you.
In the Senate. So vastly different.
Okay.
Things.
Yes, the RNC has tapped fake electors who falsely attested that Trump won their respective states in the 2020 election to make his nomination official. Some of the electors are facing criminal charges, like their nominee. So I'm just saying that right there. Might be a little difference between the parties. Just in case that matters to you. I have to fly today. I think I need to calm down.
Oh, boy.
Do you have some
just
calm?
Are you packed?
Sort of.
Oh, my God.
I had the whole situation. I had to figure out the booby thing.
Well, you put that last.
I did. I'm mostly. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi.
I'm afraid Angela's listening for Angela.
As she should
Yes, I'm packed.
No, she's and not. She's not, Angela. Don't
I have my boarding
don't
pass.
Her. She's lying.
I have my boarding pass.
She's lying.
Hi, Karen.
Listen, I get it about the... I get it about the boobies. The struggle is real, for sure.
For you it is, Karen.
You have a cleavage the size of Cleveland.
Dude, there's no amount of tape that would hold these babies
and
down.
According to Chris, I should have shopped at a surfboard shop for dresses. She's a bastard person.
I would like to just say, love to all of the beloveds on the show. I just have to say, though, I don't live in a bubble. Most of us that listen to your show do not live in a bubble. You know, we're critical thinkers. But this is what it feels like. Once again, wealthy, privileged, protected white men are lecturing women and people of color as to how we're supposed to think and feel. And, you know, Anita pointed out, made a really great point, and maybe an unintended consequence of them coming out so publicly and calling for President Biden to step down is you guys are going to be used in ads against Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And it feels a lot like women, people that have already come out in the primaries and voted, are being disenfranchised and told that we're going to, you know, we're going to take away your vote.
And by the way,
we
to
know
your,
who Joe is.
To your point, the headline, he needs to stay. CNN struggles to find black voters who want Joe Biden to drop out. So exactly your point, Karen. All right. Let's talk to noted political strategist and fancy school board member Carl Frisch next.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer, or a tracking device, or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team, a cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for the mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This
this is all a question of data, and we don't really have amazing data. We're all going on polls here, so we know. We certainly see a groundswell of base that is has voted for Joe Biden in the primary and feels that they that he is their guy. We're definitely seeing that. That's a real phenomenon. It's a pushback. And it's funny because in a weird way, we're seeing a sort of, I mean, what he was talking about when he called in about anti-elitism, it's not as much elitism as a sort of anti-mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly. Molly Young Fast, one more.
I take no pleasure in saying this as a member of the mainstream media, but you're seeing a real pushback to editorial boards, which we saw, you know, and I think that's kind of interesting and worth thinking about for a minute. Look, none of us have crystal balls. We cannot predict the future. But for now, it seems like Joe Biden has made a really good case to the people around him that he is the person to do this job. And again, we all have to be clear-eyed. The goal here is to resist authoritarianism. The goal here is to avoid another Trump presidency. Yeah. So the question is, who is the best person to make that case to America? Joe Biden thinks it's him.
In fairness, he's only 10 events in. So he has pommel horse today and also has to count the number of jelly beans in a jar.
Yes, it'd be Simone Biles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At the
yes.
Olympics.
Black Knight, our friend, said if Biden drops out of the race, the media is going to do this to whoever the new Democratic nominee is and give you a second Trump administration and the end of democracy. How many times does this need to be said? Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? Someone that might know a little something, something about this. Yeah.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we?
You invited to me?
CarlFrisch.com. Hi, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Morning.
I'm flying to D.C. today, and I understand it is hot as Satan's balls there.
Yes, but it may be hot, but it's also extremely humid.
Like Satan's balls. Okay, good, because that's what I need, a little more stress.
That's all you need.
Carl, of all people, I have been dying to talk to you. You're obviously a former campaign strategist. You're now a school board member. But I just, you know, I guess Molly on Fast made the point, too. I don't want to say anymore about, like, chicken or the egg, vicious circle, polls. You know, like, it's all feeding each other at this point, this frenzy, isn't it? I mean, you know, they're saying basically the new poll this morning, it's the same. They're you know, pretty much tied. But then the one thing that everybody's pointing to is nearly 70% of Americans think Joe Biden should drop out. But isn't that fed by the billion media stories that Joe Biden should drop out and that he's old and, you know, that we've been seeing this drumbeat? I mean, I don't know who's panicking who anymore, but where do you come down on this?
I think it is fed that way. I also think that the more that we engage it, the more we are taking our eye off of Trump.
Yep.
Biden's going to do what Biden is going to do. And, you know, there is no path for somebody else if Biden stays in the race. So this incessant feeding of this
fantasy football. Thank you. Yes.
And we don't know exactly what would happen at a convention without Biden.
Right.
Carl, there's obvious.
Can we ask some questions? Because I feel like, you know, Chris and I were talking after the show yesterday too. Is like, we're not election lawyers either. Like can you explain to us, like, I because we were saying that what we had heard up until now is only Harris can get the money. It's the Biden-Harris campaign. But then the Wall Street Journal yesterday said no. You know, she would only get the $2,000. But I think all the people screaming have not, like, thought this through. And then, you know, I don't know what if there's a difference if he resigns and she becomes president, then what happens? Or whether it's a contested convention. I mean, can you take us through that? You've been through this process a bunch of times.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that they would have to figure out, right? They'd have to figure out ballot access in all the states.
Yep.
They would have to figure out the money is one thing. I believe the DNC's victory fund money can go to whoever the nominee is. But I don't think that the Biden committee money would go to whoever the nominee is unless it's Biden. They could certainly donate it to another entity, I believe. There's a lot of complicating factors here. At a convention, delegates would have to select the nominee.
Right. That's the other, right, Biden has all the delegates. So people just saying, I'm calling on this, it's like, you don't have the power. You know, Biden has the delegates, right? It would have to be his choice, and he would have to release them, I guess. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you've got the super delegates, and I don't believe that they are held by any single candidate.
Nope.
But the allocated delegates certainly are in most places. So it is a lot more complicated than it may sound, because we've spent the last 60 years as a country moving away from the back rooms where this has been done. You know, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was the 1972 election was the first election where the primaries began to pick nominees. Prior to that, the primaries were really just for show. Not every state even had a primary. And so, you know, Jimmy Carter was the first candidate to make real use of them and become the Democratic nominee when he wasn't the anointed candidate from the party leaders in Washington.
Yeah.
So since Carter, we've been pushing, you know, have kept pace with that, moving away from taking power away from the people to choose the nominees.
Yeah, well, exactly. Speaking of which, I as I recall, my dad was chosen at the RNC in 1964. So is Trump going to choose his vice? And what are the chances that it's autopilot from Airplane? Like, it's just a blow-up thing that looks like Mike Pence but has no actual free will of its own and could be deflated?
Well, I actually, every time somebody asks me about Trump's vice presidential nominee, I remind them it is unusual for us to be having this conversation about not picking Mike Pence. So we should be asking, why isn't it Mike Pence? Because it reminds everybody of exactly why Mike Pence is not his running mate, and why 40 cabinet members vice president.
Mary Trump made this point. She said, hang on a second, I have it here. She just said, while our hysterical friends in the corporate media continue to lose their minds over Biden's loss of support from the Star of Monuments Men, it should be much bigger news that Donald has lost the support of virtually every single person who served with him when he was in the Oval Office, including the Vice President Mike Pence, who we almost had murdered on January 6th. She said Pence refusing to endorse him and refusing to vote for him seems like a bigger story to me than anything George Clooney has to say.
On top of that, the only people from his administration, cabinet officials from his administration, who are still supporting him are people who have a financial interest in supporting him, who are not capable of making a living without being tied to Trump's hip. So that matters. And it says a lot about his character.
You know, even we were just saying, even doctors disagree. We were talking about Zeke Emanuel wrote a piece that, you know, there's a lot of vibrant 81-year-olds. Joe Biden isn't one of them, you know, made this whole case. So Vin Gupta said Biden is actually quite robust relative to what we see normal aging at 81. That's what Jody and I were saying. Riding his bike, doing standing stretches, like, I don't, you know. He said, more broadly, we don't talk enough about Trump. There are signs of forgetfulness, judgment issues, the exact same things that we're scrutinizing the president about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what drives people crazy.
You know, if Trump didn't deliver his absolutely crazy speeches with enthusiasm, I think more people would be wondering, what on earth is he talking about? Because if you read what he says,
right,
it is impossible to follow.
Yeah.
99% of the time, you have no idea what he's talking about. And so I frequently will, you know, take a 2-minute section of his speech and give it to friends in written form and have at it. I mean, it is a bit like political Mad Libs or Republican Mad Libs at this point, where the words don't make sense together, where there is no train of thought. So, I do wish that people were paying more attention to that.
Yeah. Well, so this, a barrage of stories, of course. This one this morning, George Clooney reportedly ran his New York Times op-ed calling for Biden to step down past President Obama. Before publishing it, he reached out to Obama to give him a heads up. While Obama did not actively encourage Clooney's public criticism, he notably did not dissuade him either. They're also saying, notably, former senior Obama staffers, the Pod Save America hosts, have been among the most persistent voices calling for Biden to drop out. I mean, This is the thing that's impossible to, we don't know what's happening behind closed doors, right? I mean, or what, I don't think the president so far can be clearer that he's not stepping down. But I mean, now people are saying, well, if people like Obama and Pelosi went to him and made a case and this and that, can you explain to us, first of all, the difference between public polls and internal polling? Because that's the story this morning. The public polls are showing basically the race static, but they're saying internal polls are what Democrats are panicking over. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, to some extent, you're measuring different types of things when you're looking at your internal polls, right? The public polling costs a lot of money for regardless of who's doing it. And so with public polling, they're doing limited dives into the electorate. And it's more of a snapshot. It's not a deep dive into the electorate. Internal polling is going to have a much larger sample so that they can determine how they're doing very specifically with this element of the electorate or this geographic region within a state of the electorate, because they're looking at the electorate at a very granular level, the precinct level, versus like a media poll where they may poll, you know, Arizona voters, for example, but they're only calling 1,000 people or several hundred people. And it's not terribly deep. They may provide crosstabs, which is when you hear like, you know, 50% of Hispanics in Arizona feel, but the sample's not so terribly large that the crosstabs might have meaning.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, because obviously, I can't keep track now, Senator Bennett, I think, and who's the other one, Jody, the latest one?
The other one.
And, you know, echoed the same point George Clooney did, that they feel at this point Trump would landslide and take the House and Senate with him. So that's obviously what they're panicking. They're talking about fundraising and internal polling. So, I mean, what is your, and you're there in D.C. You are, frankly, a D.C. insider.
Internal polling doesn't mean that it's shared with people who are within the Beltway. But one thing about polling is that they can make it external very easy.
Well, Carl, what's your take on what's going to happen? I mean, obviously, you know, like everybody is saying, even Speaker Pelosi, is that, you know, this just seems insane, this time frame to me, that we're in July. I mean, voting doesn't actually start, you know, it starts in September. It doesn't start in November, right?
Right. Well, if it were to happen, you would need a very long runway to put all the pieces in place. I think it would be very difficult to put those pieces in place if there was all of a sudden a clamoring from all kinds of different people who wanted to replace Biden, right?
Yeah.
And so if they were going to set this up for Harris, it would have to be done relatively discreetly from one company to another.
Yeah, oops, I lost a couple words there, but I think I got the gist. Can I say you're beautiful when you're frozen? You're like Elsa in Frozen. Okay, he's frozen for good now. All right, well, I love you, Carl. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
He's like doing the thinker pose.
Yeah,
okay, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yeah.
This gives me peace of mind when I travel for Sexy Liberal.
Of course, I tell you,
because you know why it's simple and it's safe.
Well, it's in the name.
Listen, it has been voted best home security system by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Don't be messing around with other security systems. This one, right? A lot of people think, oh, burglaries only happen at night. No, nuh-uh. According to the FBI, most break-ins happen during the broad daylight, spike during the summer when more homes sit unattended, right? People are off vacationing, doing whatever. With Fast Protect monitoring and Live Guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and even see, speak to, and stop intruders in real time. You're never locked into a long-term contract. You can cancel any time. Pricing is transparent and affordable at less than $1 a day with no hidden fees ever. It is easy to install and activate your Simply Safe system in less than an hour, or choose professional installation, have a pro do it for you. Protect your home this summer with 20% off any new Simply Safe system. Sign up for when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring, go to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The largest nursing home in Dane County has been sold, along with two others in southwestern Wisconsin. SSM Health has sold St. Mary's Care Center in Madison, St. Clair Meadows in Baraboo, and Christian Home and Rehab in Waupun. The new owner is Complete Care, a New Jersey company that owns nine other long-term care facilities across Wisconsin, plus many more in other states. If they want to stay, employees of those SSM sites will still have their jobs under the new owners. And after being open less than 2 years, a Hilldale restaurant is closing. Amara opened in late 2022, focusing on Italian dishes. It's owned by Rule Number One, which owns Merchant and Lucille downtown. There are some significant discounts before their final day in business. Madison Restaurant Week is July 21st through 26th, and the restaurant will close on July 27th. Owners haven't said why they're shutting the doors. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a very slight chance at an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. A few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic.
reliable, just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards carries the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Can't tell you.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, Liz tweeted, I do love Chris. In the venerable Chris is wrong tradition, though, it is not the forest planet of Endor, it is the forest moon of Endor.
That's true. I was wrong as well.
For what you would suggest certain people go themselves with.
The last time I saw Return of the Jedi was 1983.
Okay.
So forgive me for getting that one detail wrong.
Okay.
He's not a Star Wars nerd.
No, I'm not.
Same.
I'm not Travis.
Well, we will ask Mark Hamill when he does L.A. Mark Sexy Liberal.
Mark would know.
Yes.
Hamill would definitely know that.
Okay.
Bob Seska.
In fact, I saw The Empire Strikes Back after I saw Return of the Jedi.
Why? Ah.
I saw him out of order.
We just were running out of things that people can go themselves with at this particular point in our news cycles. Yeah. Okay. Tristan Snell said the people who are calling for Biden to drop out are not the people who will suffer if Trump comes back in. Thank you. And all your fantasy football, whatever going on over there. Okay. Look at that. My hand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mally says, does anyone say what is even happening at least 10 times a day?
Yes.
Yes. That's me.
I get emails from people going, I don't understand.
Do we have a what's happening, a hysterical what's happening, don't we?
We do.
And also you could do your Veronica. That's me. That's me at least 10 times a day.
Yeah, it's Dominique Dunn in Poltergeist.
Oh, she's no longer with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you probably want to do your, oh my God! That's our other reaction.
She lives near me.
Oh, does she?
She does.
Oh, how fun. Okay. Amy Siskin says Trump is mentioned 69 times in Epstein's flight log.
Oh my God!
I alternate between oh my God and what is even happening?
Oh my God!
As I was saying, Trump is mentioned 69 times in Epstein's flight logs. Let's focus on that.
Yeah, can we?
Media!
Yeah! Ted Lieu agrees with you.
Thank you. Oh, do we have that? Yes. Thank you, Ted Lieu.
All right.
Okay.
We hear a lot from our constituents on different issues, but something I've heard that doesn't seem to be being covered are the Epstein files. These files were released, and like Donald Trump's sort of all over this, right? There are pictures of him with Jeffrey Epstein. He's taken multiple plane flights with Epstein with young girls on board. Mm-hmm. He is in call logs with Epstein. One of the highest trending hashtags on Twitter right now is about Trump and Epstein. I'm not going to repeat the hashtag because we're in a dignified setting. But yeah, y'all might want to look at that because that's highly disturbing. And again, it shows that Donald Trump is unfit for office. And by the way, he was convicted in a civilian court for sexual assault. Convicted in a separate court of 34 felonies. Donald Trump should drop out of the race.
Thank you, Ted Lieu, alpha liberal. Moms in Florida. Oh, this is a bra call. Hi, moms.
Oh, boy.
Hi, mama.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, so mama, the whole bra thing, they do sell, there's cups that have like adhesive, like Band-Aid, that you can put on, and it doesn't like lift you. It just covers everything.
I think I have those. I just have to cut the middle out. All right. Well, you know what? You'll need to really wait for the pictures from Boston to see what happened. I may need to bring an alternative dress. I have those things. If I cut the middle, maybe I can just, you know.
You know, they have department stores in D.C. and in Boston that you can go to.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah, I would suggest a sexy lingerie place, not a regular one.
All right. My boob journey has just begun. Dr. Doom and Hal Sparks all coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Nepinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.